She sits, staring into space on the veranda, rocking side to side in the old rundown house her parents once owned. Now, her only possession. She's waiting patiently for Sister Bernadette to deliver the day's meal. She didn't have any children. No, she didn't have the time back then. These days, she remembers the time of her prime years. Days adding up to 40 years of faithful service to Mr. Lenny's Cash and Carry. She didn't make much in her career as a cashier, and the little she did often squirmed its way out of her hands before she could open up that bank account. Now, in her twilight days, she's plagued by hunger, the call of piling osteoporosis, hypertension, and medical bills she can't afford. If only she had saved. If only she had put a little aside for today.
This is the story of one too many of our elderly who failed to save for retirement and are now solely dependent on the kindness of strangers. Saving for retirement is no joke and must be taken seriously from an early age. Acting Executive Director of the National Council for Senior Citizens, NCSC, Cassandra Morrison, says the aging process is unique to everyone and a proper retirement plan must be an intentional and committed series of actions.
It is said that retirement planning ideally should begin with your first paycheck. It is never a good idea to depend on your children solely as your retirement plan, or as some persons say, to depend on the church or to depend on government benefits, because they will never be enough.
Mrs. Morrison says it is important for persons to formulate realistic retirement goals as early as possible.
We do not expect you to formulate a perfect plan, but that at least today you will craft a vision of what your retirement plan will be.
Financial advisor with Sagicor, Marlon Campbell, says one of the biggest factors that contribute to persons not having saved for retirement is time.
Thinking that they have a lot of time. That's the number one mistake that people make and they don't save, you know. They don't consider all of the factors. That will be like inflation, them living long, you know, things like, and they prepare for retirement and factor in dependence on other people. Like, oh, my kids will take care of it, man. You know, and I'll get, you know, things like that. It's one of the big mistakes that they make. So I don't think there's one single big one, but there's several factors.
Mr. Campbell says persons should have an idea of how long their retirement might be in order to determine how much they will be putting aside.
One of the main things you need to do is calculate how much money you might need for retirement. You know, and see what the average amount of time is that people live after retirement. And after retirement, you know, you don't have an income like what you're getting every month. But your bills don't stop. In fact, in some areas, your bills might actually get higher.
Mr. Campbell says the amount is not fixed as it is dependent on the lifestyle you want to maintain after you retire. He advises that the best time to start is when one is in their 20s, but regardless of your age or whatever stage you're at in life, the best possible advice is to start saving now.
Not just save it, but ensure that it's actually gathering some form of interest or not. A lot of persons are in companies where 5% of their income is being put towards pension and the company might match it with another 5%. So in all, that's 10%. 10% is not enough.
Mr. Campbell stresses that time goes by quickly, which is why starting early and saving persistently is important. Retirement does not have to be a horror story. It can be enjoyable and fulfilling for you in the future. But to achieve this, the necessary sacrifices must be made when we are young, so you can reap the rewards in the future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.